Why'd you shake your head when you saw your son serving? Well, he's good though. Huh? When we walked in here, I saw your mom just shake her head. She goes, you haven't served for a while. I know that. But you see, I told you he's very good. So anyway, we'll see. No, don't mess up. Don't make me look bad here, okay? Got that taken care of. Now, you guys, we've got Peter over there in that first little booth is Peter. And then you got Paul over here. Now, the staff, Mike Killebrew and Jay Van Hoosier, wanted me to do this to start Mass. Today we celebrate Peter, Paul, and Mary. I wouldn't stoop to that kind of level of thinking anyway, but that Jay and Mike wanted me to do that. But you can see Peter and Paul over there. Okay, now this was, so we have a little quiz after Mass. Peter obviously has the keys, and I can't even what else he's got, but the keys for sure. Then Paul with this sword, who my great nephew says that would be the, what do you call it again? Lightsaber. The lightsaber from Darth Vader. Now, again, why does he have a sword? Why does Paul have a sword? Now, I'm not kidding. I had to look it up. I'm still looking it up. But there's a lot of things out there. Why? The one thing that I found out, that there's something in one of his writings that the sword is like the spirit, the word of God, the scriptures. But the other thing most people agree on was that since he was a Roman citizen, he wasn't crucified like Peter upside down, but he was killed by, got his head chopped off, a more humane way of dying. So again, the sword, and if you look at pictures, it's either up or it could be down, but that's why he carries that sword. Again, I wasn't really sure myself what that was all about. Anyway, but who are these two men and why are they so important? I don't know, to me, if they're the most important in the New Testament. I still think John the Baptist is a very, very important person, and just because my name is Tom, but I think Thomas is also, because of his honesty about his doubt and his faith is awesome, huge. But these two guys are the bookends for the Christian church and in the Catholic church. My other question is, do they get along with each other? Did they get along with each other at all? Peter was a fisherman called by the Sea of Galilee. Paul was a Greek-educated intellectual called on the road to Damascus. It's a fact that neither one of these guys founded the church in Rome. Neither one of those guys founded that church. What I was reading, that another disciple of Jesus founded the church in Rome, but both these guys went there to bring their message to the center of civilization at that time. Both died there. But more than likely, they did not die on the same day, nor in the same year. But according to, again, another tradition, a myth, or whatever you want to say, they both celebrate their feast days, their death feast days, June 29th. They say that Peter probably died in 64, Paul died in 67. And again, Peter is obviously buried underneath St. Peter's, and St. Paul is buried, again, crazy, the St. Paul church outside the gate. Okay, but also underneath there. But part of it, again, that we don't know the exact why they picked the 29th. I actually Googled this because I thought, why pick the 29th of June? One of the things I saw on that was that June the 28th was a celebration of the founding of Rome by Romulus. However, most people say that Rome was founded in April. Again, you guys were talking thousands of years ago. These are all kind of myths things there. But again, they both got to Rome, and they both died in Rome. Peter preached to Jews. Paul preached to Gentiles. Peter wrote 2 letters. Paul wrote 14. Peter lived with Jesus for 3 years. Paul never lived with Jesus. He never met Jesus, really, until he's on the road. Jesus had suffered. He died. He rose. He ascended. That's when Paul comes into the picture, and he meets him on that road. But Peter lived with Jesus. Both Peter and Paul are flawed, broken men. They're not these pretty, holy card saints. They've all got a past, and not necessarily a good past or even good things about them. Also, it's interesting, both of their names were changed. Both of their names were changed. That's significant in the Bible. Peter went from Simon to Peter, and it went from Saul to Paul. But the name change was very significant. Both had a passion to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. Both of them had that passion. But there was tension between these two guys. If you go to the letter to the Galatians, chapter 2 and 3 in there, Paul actually says to Peter, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're a hypocrite for what you were talking about, what they were doing. You had to read it to figure that stuff out. That's really part of my homily today. But you can check Galatians out, chapter 2 and chapter 3, where Paul says that you are wrong and you are a hypocrite for saying what he said. In Corinthians, chapter 1, that's that chapter where Paul says, he's writing to the Corinthians, that I belong to Paul, others belong to Apollos, some belong to Cephas. That's another part where Paul mentions Peter's name, but mentions the other name by Cephas. And Paul says, we all belong to Christ. In Paul's letter to the Romans, I thought this is interesting. Paul's letter to the Romans, he never ever mentions Peter's name, but he mentions between 27 and 30 other names, but doesn't mention Peter's name. Interesting. To me, it's interesting. Why wouldn't you put the big guy's name in there? I don't think they got along. They met one time at least at the Council of Jerusalem. That's in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. Why did they meet there? Because Paul was the prophet. Paul was the guy that most of us would love. Because Paul says you don't have to become a Jew and follow the Jewish law to follow Jesus. Peter, on the other hand, said, yes, you do. You got to become a Jew, you got to get circumcised, give up your pork chops, then you can follow Jesus. And Paul said, that's nuts. That's why they met in Jerusalem to hash out this whole thing out. So you've got these two guys who probably didn't see eye to eye. In Peter, I think it's the second letter of Peter, he mentions Paul by name. I wrote this down. It says in 2 Peter 3, our brother Paul, who is so dear to us. Most scholars say Peter never said that, nor ever dictated that, Paul, who is so dear to us. So we celebrate their feast days today, the founding fathers of the church, so to speak. In many ways, they are odd characters. They didn't get along. They didn't see eye to eye. They both had a passion. Both had a passion for Jesus and the message of Jesus. Peter said in one of the Gospels, Lord, to whom shall we go? We have come to believe that you have the words of eternal life. And in Paul's letter, Paul says, it is no longer I who lives, the I that live, but Christ lives in me. Both of these men had a passion for Jesus. What does it do for us real quick? We gather here because of the foundation that they led for us, plus the other apostles and the other people. But we're a mixed bag of people. We're as diverse as you come. You know, nationalities, politically, we're all different, but we're still the body of Christ. Christ is the center of our living and of our life, what we do and how we do, and how we go about things here at St. John the Baptist. So again, we're still that great mixture of this church. It's still a mixture of all kinds of people, much as those two were so different. But today we give gratitude and we honor, show honor to Peter and to Paul, the founding fathers or the founding members of our church.